Proclamation number 4921 of 25th of June, 1950. Unwarranted doubts. Truthfulness, servant of God. If you are taught from above, you must not leave any doubt as to the truthfulness of what you receive through the voice of the Spirit. This applies to the one who receives the divine word directly as well as to the one who receives it through God's servants. For one thing must not be disregarded, that the recipient is always considered by God Himself if he consciously makes contact with Him. Therefore, only a divine being can make himself known if God is first called upon for enlightenment of the Spirit, for His gifts of grace, for His word. In order for the fellow human being to be convinced of the divine mission, in order for him to recognize the spiritual knowledge imparted to him as God's word, all he needs is the same attitude towards God, which always guarantees that he will also be considered by God. A person who seriously strives towards God will therefore either not receive wrong spiritual knowledge or inwardly reject it if his will is good and he seeks the truth. No error can come to you from above, and no being can communicate itself to you from below in the same way if you direct your gaze upwards and want to be taught by God. And therefore every doubt is unjustified which is brought towards a right servant of God as soon as he represents the spiritual knowledge received from above. For then his spirit will also be so enlightened that he will be able to speak freely himself and his speeches will be in truth. He will not merely hold a dead conversation but his words will be life-giving as soon as he works for God and his kingdom. Doubts are only justified when worldly problems have been touched upon, because then the human being's own thoughts can prevail and, since his will is free, no constraint is imposed on his thinking. But every person can easily carry out this examination himself. What is of value for the human being's spiritual development is spiritual knowledge and guarantees purest truth. However, what is not of importance for the soul and its upward development can very easily be permeated by worldly thoughts and calls for caution. Anyone who is taught by God only works for him and his kingdom, i.e., he only tries to influence people's souls and support them spiritually. He wants to instruct them in spiritual knowledge and inform them about the nature of God. He only rarely touches upon worldly problems and only when they are connected with spiritual development. He moves on a spiritual path and turns his back on the world. And he only voices what he receives directly from God or what is conveyed to him by beings of light who carry God's will within themselves. Therefore you humans can believe without hesitation those who work for God and hear His voice. Their profound knowledge will give you the evidence that they are taught by God, and where God expresses Himself all access is denied to the forces from below. Amen.